Hey guys, welcome to episode 13 of Science, Solutions, and Sprinkles with Sarah Jane. Today I wanted to talk about bloating, and specifically getting bloated later in the day. So if you ever wondered why you can wake up in the morning, I do this, my stomach's all nice and flat, I feel nice and trim, get out of the shower, maybe I jump on the scale early in the morning, and I feel nice and fit. My stomach is flat, feels good. But as I go through the day, I notice if I sit in my office chair, most of the time I'm standing, but if I sit down, like right now I'm sitting, I can kind of feel a little bit of bloating. My tummy starts to distend or stick out more as the day goes on. I notice that there's not as easy to hold in my tummy as the day goes on. Maybe I have some bloating. Maybe it's noticeable where I've got some gas. Maybe it's not. Just knowing at the end of the day, I cannot suck it in like I can in the morning. And if you've had this feeling, I just kind of want to explain why it is and also what you can do to avoid it. So if you think about it overnight, your body's one focus is digesting food. When you're sleeping, it's pretty automatic that you're breathing and your heart's beating, but your body can actually focus more attention on digestion. Instead of having all the stressors that come during the day, your body's main focus really can be digestion, so it can help to clear out everything that's sitting in your guts. It can help with getting rid of all of the gas and maybe toxins and whatever else. Your body's processing food so you can get up in the morning and feel pretty good. Have that nice flat tummy. Now, if you are having serious or sudden bloating, that's definitely something to go to your doctor about. But if you're just having a little bit of bloating towards the end of the day, if you've ruled out serious causes like food sensitivities, we can look at some other causes. So food sensitivities, one I would definitely want to address. Lactose, so dairy is a big one people pay attention to. And lactose can actually be a sign that you have another allergy. And I feel like this is a whole other podcast, but if you have damage or inflammation in the gut, you are actually more likely to be lactose intolerant. So if you have a gluten allergy, even if it's a low-grade immune response, if you have damage in the gut, it makes your ability to digest sugar even less. So you're going to see lactose as a lot more quickly than other food allergies. So if you are lactose intolerant, I would actually look at other allergies as well. If you are not celiac, you can still have non-celiac gluten sensitivity or a low-grade immune response to gluten. And all these things can cause bloating. Artificial sweeteners, another thing that can actually, artificial things can actually slow your digestion and also kill off your gut bacteria. I always liken it to the guys that work out at the gym, and one of the reasons that I started my clean supplement line to get rid of the artificial stuff is because you see these guys that take all these proteins and all these amino acid supplements and they've got these bloated bellies, and it's a lot because their digestion is slowed even though they're taking a liquid because of the artificial crud they put in those supplements. So avoid artificial sweeteners. Other things you can avoid are chewing gum and smoking. All of those cause you to swallow air. If you drink carbonated beverages, again, more air being introduced. And also drinking through straws can introduce more air and cause some bloating. So this is another reason, if you're dealing with bloating, another reason to make sure that your focus when you're eating is eating. If you're eating while you're driving, or you're eating while you're working, your focus isn't eating and your body's not going to be focused on digestion. It's focused on everything else that's going on around you. So those are just some causes, some things and ways that you can improve. If you chew your food better, again, your focus is your food and you chew it better, the smaller you can chew it, so mechanically breaking it down, helps your stomach acid to break it down and helps your body to not get such large particles that your body can ferment, can help improve digestion. Enzymes can also help break things down. Taking a probiotic can help combat some of these other things that may be causing this slowed digestion. Apple cider vinegar, if you try that before a meal, it can help increase stomach acid. Any bitter herbs can also help to increase stomach acid, and that's going to help your food move out of your stomach faster. Again, the quicker we can move things through, we want things to go through at a good speed, not too quick, but not too slow, the better off you're going to be with bloating. Ginger, in addition to being soothing and calming on the stomach, also helps with inflammation. So it can help promote healthy levels of inflammation. Magnesium. So certain forms of magnesium can cause accelerated bowel emptying, but in general, magnesium helps to pull water to the colon, so it draws water to the colon and can help with your bowel movements. If you're not drinking enough water, your body's going to hold on to your poop, going to hold on to everything until it has gotten all the water out of it. That's why when you're dehydrated, you get those harder poops. So you don't want to drink water with meals because that can actually dilute stomach acid, but you do want to drink more water overall. Just again, not when you're eating food. Decreasing salty foods. So salty foods can actually increase water retention. Avoid fermentable sugars. If you're really interested in the FODMAPs process, so fructooligosaccharides and foods that your body can ferment, Google FODMAPs, so FODMAPS, and that can give you a list of foods that have fermentable sugars that may be causing some of your bloating. Some of the foods, the big common ones I've kind of addressed, but really wheat, dairy, onions, garlic, honey, and fruits, especially apples, peaches, cherries, and avocados, can actually cause be a cause of bloating. So garlic, this was a huge aha for me, the garlic thing. So I was going to Blaze Pizza a lot with my coworkers, and I noticed that I was getting really bad gas on the days that I had eaten there, but I had not always gotten bad gas from Blaze. Not always gotten that reaction. So I was like, oh, is it their gluten-free crust? Like, what is it that's causing it? Well, when it started was when I started adding their wonderful roasted garlic. So I was putting high amounts of this whole cloves of roasted garlic and then wondering why I got gas. So even for me, seeing this list was an aha. So really you should identify your trigger foods. So if you are having an issue, if you want to improve this, paying attention to what you're eating and seeing what are triggers for you is really important. If you do have a bad day where you went and had a bunch of roasted garlic, activated charcoal can be your friend. When I was pregnant, I actually carried around activated charcoal because when you're pregnant, you don't have a lot of room in there, and then you add gas on top of it. It can be quite uncomfortable. Activated charcoal can be your friend in a case by case. Again, I always carry enzymes and I take a probiotic, but I still notice that some days, at the end of the day, I'm a lot more bloated than those pretty mornings when I wake up. Hopefully this was helpful for you and you learned a little bit more and you'll think a little bit more maybe about why you may be bloated in the evening or in the afternoon. And some of these tips can help you. Again, this has been episode 13 of Science, Solutions, and Sprinkles with Sarah Jane. You can connect with me at sprinkles.com. That's sprinkles with three S's. And on facebook.com/sprinkles, so SS Sprinkles. Sarah Jane Widener on LinkedIn, Sarah Jane Rocks on Twitter, Sarah Jane 007 on Instagram, Sarah Jane Rocks again on Snapchat. So many ways to connect with me. I'd love to hear what you think and if this helped. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.